Jesi, that the second Kohen cannot do the avoided b'teras a Kohen Gadol, and who at then he can't do b'teras a Kohen Hegit. So tomorrow, Moide Rabbi Yosi is Moide though, Shim Ovar vi Ovad Avodosik Shera. If the second Kohen Gadol, let's say he does put on the eight begodim, and he does the avoided b'teras a Kohen Gadol, and Echnami b'dievetak of the avoided was kosher. Like Rashi says, Rashi's on Amid Beis before, and in the Beis of the Beis, Rashi says, Shim Ovar V'Ovad B'Shmoyne B'Godom Kohen Gadol is Avodosik Shera. Do a Kohen Gadol who really right now is a Kohen Gadol? El Diyomu Rabbonim Lo Elishtamish Mishumeva. It's only a Din Rabbonim that say he can't do the Avodah Mishumeva. Avo B'Abo, if he only wears four B'Godom Vadai P'Sula, then even B'Dievet his Avodah is no good. Tehev Lechosa B'Godom, because them is saying he has the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. Mashma Letwitz Volerns, this Kohen Gadol has the Kedushas Kohen Gadol on him. So Pshit, if he did the Avodah with Dalet Begodim, it would be possible. That's what the Gemara says, that if the Avodah he did with kosher, it's only if he wore his all eight Begodim. Taita. So the Gemara, Umayda Reb Yosi is Umayda. She meis Rishon, if the first Kohen Gadol dies, she choizel Avodosei. Then the second one takes over and he becomes again the Kohen Gadol. For the Gemara Pshita Avada, like the Parshah we're learning, he never lost his Kedushas Kohen Gadol. It's just Mishum Eva, we don't let him do the Avoida. So Avada, now if the first one dies, there's no more Eva, now he becomes the Kohen Gadol. Like Pshita, what do you have to tell me this for? So Gemara says, no, there is a Chiddush here. Now, the time I would have thought, Hevelei Tzara Mechayim Kamash Malon. That means, if we would say, I would have a half minute to say, that the second one cannot take over even after the first one dies. Because if he could take over, now when they're both alive, it would also be a sorrow, be a problem, a pain in the neck for the first Kohen Gadol. Because the first Kohen Gadol will always be afraid, like he'll feel, the second person wants me to die already. Because he knows as soon as he dies, the second one takes over. So there'll be problems, there'll be fighting even when they're both alive. So I would have thought maybe there are bonus should make at the corner to say that the second one can never become a Kohen Gadol. Kamash will know we're not worried for this. It's enough to say that Kol Zman they're both alive, the second one can't do the Avodah. But once the first Kohen Gadol dies, then we let the second one, he becomes, again, the Kohen Gadol. Moses Vaita. The Mishnah says again, Rabbi Yehuda Oyme, Af Isha Cheres Maskinan Loi. Rabbi Yehuda holds, we have to prepare a second wife for the Kohen Gadol. Because he's afraid maybe his first wife will die, and then the Avodah will be possible, like the Pasuk says, V'chipa ba'adoi v'ad beisoi, you have to have a wife. Fred Gemara v'rabona nami ho'chayish l'shema. So why do the Rabbanan argue in the Mishnah? And they say, no, we're not afraid his wife will die. How come the Rabbanan amoyed to the first takon of the Mishnah? That we have to be misak in a second Kohen Gadol because we're afraid maybe the first one would become posel, maybe become a bakeri, maybe become tummy. So you see, you are afraid something may happen to the first Kohen Gadol. That's why you have to prepare a second Kohen Gadol. So why aren't you afraid maybe the first one's wife will die? Have the Gemara Amrloch, I'll answer you. Rabbanan will answer, Tumah Shchicha. That we're afraid of. Maybe the first Kohen Gadol will become Tumah, become a Bakeri, or will touch a mace, or the tenuris of a Amaris will touch him, the spit of an Amaris will go on him, who will be Matam him. That's possible, could happen. Therefore, we have to set aside a second Kohen Gadol just in case the first one became Tumah. But the Rabbanan say, Misa Lo Shchicha. But we're not afraid maybe the first one's wife will die. That's not Shchicha. That doesn't happen so often that somebody dies. Since they were alive yesterday, Erev Yom Kippur, there's Becheska, she'll be alive again today, Cheskas Chaim, we're not afraid she'll die. So the Mar Omru Loi, now in the Mishnah it says, the Rabbanan argued back to Ramei, to Rabbi Yehuda, and said, In came Ein Lo Davaseif. The Rabbanan argued back to Rabbi Yehuda, that according to you, that you say you're afraid his wife will die, you have to prepare a second wife. The Rabbanan asked, why are you only satisfied with a second wife? Why don't you have to make a third, fourth, fifth, sixth? Like, you don't know, maybe they'll all die. Once you're afraid one will die, you have to be afraid they'll all die. Fred Gemara, Shapir Kamri Le Rabbi Yehuda. The Chur, the Rabbanan, ask very good for Rabbi Yehuda. If you're afraid they'll die, so why only one? Why not more? And for the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, Amalach Rabbi Yehuda, we answer back, Lemisa Dechada Chashinen. For one person to die, only one wife to die, that we're afraid of. Aber Lemisa Letarati Le Chashinen. But we're not afraid two people to die. Now that's Lo Shchiach. That Rabbi Yehuda is also asking too. It's not shchiach that two people should die. For the more of Rabbonin, Rabbonin says back to Yehuda, no, Yikol Lemeichesh, if you are afraid that somebody's going to die, Afilu Lemisa the train, you should not, Chashinen. Even for two people, you should also be afraid. Like, what kind of answer is this? You're only afraid one person will die, only one wife and not two wives. Like, why not? So that's the machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanan. According to Reb Yehuda, he's only afraid enough to be prepared just one wife. Just afraid maybe the first wife will die, but if that wife will die, the second one we're not afraid of. And the Rabbanan says, yes, once you're afraid for one, you have to be afraid for all of them. For the Gemara, Kasha now, the Rabbanan, Neimu Inilu Nafshayu. Is why doesn't the Rabbanan ask the same Kasha to themselves? The Rabbanan say in the Mishnah that Mishum Tuma, we're afraid maybe the first Kohen Gadol will become Tamei. So therefore the Lacha is, we have to prepare a second Kohen Gadol. But that's all. Only one, a second one. We don't prepare a third, fourth, fifth one. So why don't the Rabbanan ask to themselves? That just like we say, if you are afraid, you have to be afraid for a lot. Just like the Rabbanan's Kasha to Reb Yehuda was. If you're afraid that one wife will die, you have to be afraid a few wives will die. So who? Why don't the Rabbanan have the same kasha from themselves? You say, for Hilchos Tumah, you're afraid maybe the first Kohen Gadol will become Tamei. You have to prepare a second one, but why only a second one? Why aren't you alone also afraid maybe the second one will become Tamei, you should have to have a third or fourth one? Is Amriloch Rabbanan, the Rabbanan answer back, Kohen Gadol Zorisu. I tell you, Kohen Gadol, he's very careful, he watches himself not to become Tamei. His bishtayma by dying, it's not up to you to watch yourself not to die. Therefore, the Rabbanan say Monoshach, if you're afraid one wife will die, you have to be afraid a few of them will die. Mashenkin here by a kohen to become tamei, since it's up to the kohen, he can watch himself. We're not afraid he'll become tamei because kahanim frat a kohen gadol zorusu. He's very careful. Frat the gemara is zorusu. If you can tell me the kohen gadol is very careful not to become tamei, lomim esakin and kohen acher. So then altogether, why do you even have to set aside a second, even one kohen gadol acher? What are you afraid of? Like you're telling me now, Svara, Kohen Gadol for sure will watch himself not to become Tommy. So why do you, Rabbanan, say, I call upon him one Kohen you do have to set aside to make him prepare for a Kohen Gadol? Now, if the Gemara, the Teretz is like this. Kivon the Yavdin and late Svara, once we prepare a second Kohen Gadol. So the first Kohen Gadol sees, like he's going to have Svara's here. He sees somebody else is waiting to take him over. So therefore, Kol Shechendim is Darus Tvei. Therefore, for sure, the first Kohen Gadol will watch himself very, very carefully not to become Tommy. So what's like this? If they wouldn't set aside a second Kohen Gadol, we have to be afraid maybe the first Kohen Gadol, even though he is Zoros, he watches himself, he won't watch himself that much. Maybe he'll become Tommy. So for that alone, it's enough just to prepare one other Kohen Gadol. Because once we prepare just one other one, now the first one sees that they are preparing a second one already, so that will make the first one like a little jealous. He'll be very careful. He'll watch himself extraordinarily carefully not to become Tommy. So therefore, we don't have to be cheshit, really, he'll become Tommy now anymore. Once you set aside at least one second Kohen Gadol, that's enough. Now for sure, the first one like will watch himself tremendously. He will not become Tommy. Fred the Gemara, Omi Sagalei B'Takanta Beisai, V'Kashan Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah is afraid maybe his wife will die. So therefore, what does he say? You have to be misakel like Poshim, you have to set aside, you have to make a shidduch, a second wife for him. For the Gemara, does a shidduch like a tekana just to set aside a second wife enough? Beisai amarachmona, v'hach lav beisaihi. The Torah says he has to be a wife, like a Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. So what's going to be if the first wife dies in Yom Kippur? So what do I care if you set aside a second wife, but Kol Zman he didn't marry her, it's not good, it's not enough. And the Gemara ain't nami. The Mekadesh lo, Avadi, he had to marry her before Yom Kippur, the second one. For the Gemara still is no good. V'akama de lo ikonis lo, lav beisahi. Kol Zman, he didn't have Tashmash, he didn't live with her yet, it's not called beisai. And the Gemara nechlami de konis lo. He taka married her and he lived with her already before Yom Kippur. Therefore, this Kohen Gadol married already a second wife. For the Gemara, Yom Kain is still no good. If so, heavy le shnei batim. And now the Kohen Gadol now has two wives. He married a second wife already and he lived with her. So he has now two batim. For Rachmon, Omar the Torah says, V'chipa ba'adoi, uvad beisoi, mashmi, his one house, v'darshin v'loi ba'ad shnei batim, and he's not allowed to have two wives. He's a Kohen Gadol, and Yom Kippur is not allowed to have two wives. So how could you tell me now he marries and lives with his wife before Yom Kippur, so then on Yom Kippur now he has two wives, so what are you helping you? What are you helping here? And for the Gemara, the Hordam Megarish law, I'll tell you, after he marries and lives with her, then the Kohen Gadol gives a second wife a get. For the Gemara, im Megarish, if you give her a get, then the whole question comes back again. If he gave her a get, so again, how many wives do you have now? Only one. So according to Reb Yehuda, we're afraid maybe she'll die. So why do you gain in the whole story now? And the Gemara the Teretz says, Leitzricha de Megarish Lo Al Tanai. We're talking about where you give her a get, you give your second wife a get, but on conditions. And the conditions is, all right, we'll finish this Gemara Mishnah tomorrow, but the conditions come out as if to sound like a monoshach. I'm giving you a get. That comes out as like this. That if the first one dies, then I don't want this get to be chal. Then I want to stay married to you. But if the first one does not die, then I want this get to be chal. So if the first one lives, the get is chal, and the second one is not your wife. So the Kohen Gadol only has one wife. If the first one dies, then the get is not chal, and then he's married to a second wife. So the kitzah, we let him get married to a second wife, and then he gives the second one a get, and he makes certain conditions on this get. Therefore, Mamonashach, at all times, the Kohen Gadol is only married to one wife and not to two wives. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda takes away the chash. That even though Rabbi Yehuda is afraid maybe one wife will die, so this is the way to get out of it, to let him get married to a second wife and live with her, and then he gives her a get on the certain conditions. All right, we'll stop here. Mitzvah, we'll see tomorrow, claw all these conditions that he has to make. Here, Daf Yud Gimel. We're in the middle of the Shaila, but the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said that we're afraid maybe the Kohen Gadol's wife will die on Yom Kippur, so therefore we have to prepare him a second wife. Kedei that on the tzad, his first wife dies, still he has another wife. Because the Pasuk says, V'chipa bado yivad beisoi, that he has to have a wife. So Murray asked the question, again, why does it help Stam to prepare a second wife? The Torah says, beisoi, it has to be his wife. So Gemara says, Taki, he married her. Gemara says, Beisa means the Koneslei. True, he made beer also before Yom Kippur. For the Gemara, then the Kasher is, the Pasuk says, V'chipa bado yivad beisoi, v'loi bad shtei batim. Mashma, the Kohen Gadol is only allowed to have one wife. He can't have two wives. So how do we say, let him marry a second wife before Yom Kippur, today that he'll have a second wife, that on the tzad the first wife dies. He'll have another wife. That's good if the first one dies. But let's say she doesn't die. He's going to have two wives. So the Torah says, watch, he can only have one wife, Kohen Gadol, during Yom Kippur. So Mori answers, the Hoda Megarishlo. I'll tell you, Taka, he has to give her a get. For the Gemari, Megarishlo, if he gives his second wife a get, Hoda Kushna Duchten. Then we're back to the first kasha. Like if Yehuda is afraid that maybe his first wife will die. So what is it going to help you if she dies? The second wife, he gave her a get? He's not married to her anymore. And the Gemara, Lo Tzricha de Megarish Lo Al Tanai. We're talking about now, he gives the second wife a get on a Tanai, and a certain condition. Now, the Ritzvah Stam makes Akdom here. Like really, what are we afraid of? We're afraid that maybe his wife will die on Yom Kippur, and then the Avoid will be puzzled. Because the Pasuk says the Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. So the Pasuk of the Kasher is, why do we have to let him get married to the second wife before Yom Kippur? Just give him a shidduch. Let the wife be prepared. And on the tzad, when the first wife dies, let's say on Yom Kippur, right then he'll marry the second wife on Yom Kippur itself. Like the whole question is now, we say he has to marry her before Yom Kippur. And then the question is, he has two wives, so we're going to have to give a get to both of them, we'll soon see, with Tanoim. The Pasuk of Kasher is, don't be so afraid. Don't let him get married before Yom Kippur to the second wife. He's only married to one. Now, on the tzad, the first one dies on Yom Kippur, then he'll get married to a second wife. Like, let the wife just be ready. So the Tevog gives two terutzim. One terutz is, Eilechanami, Midiraisa, he's allowed to marry on Yom Kippur, but the Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh Anisha on a Yom Tif on Yom Kippur or Shabbos. Therefore, as with the Rabbonin, we don't want to make the Kedushin on Yom Kippur. Therefore, we want him to be married from before Yom Kippur ready. His second teretz is that we're afraid maybe the first wife will die in the middle when the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avodah. He's in the middle, he's Lefnai Lefnim, on Yom Kippur, doing the Avodah, and all of a sudden his first wife dies. So what is he going to do then? Mashmi is not allowed to leave the Avodah in the middle of the Avodah. And to continue doing the Avodah, he can't, because he doesn't have a wife now. So that's what we're afraid. We're afraid maybe his wife will die in the middle when he's doing an Avodah on Yom Kippur, and then he can't stop the Avodah, and he can't continue, so be stuck. So that's why the Gemara's mashma that he bedavka has to marry the second wife before Yom Kippur. So now the question is, he has two wives, and the Torah says, no, v'chipa badoi v'ad beisoi, he could only have one wife and not two wives. So the Torah says he gives her a get. For the Gemara, if he gives her mamash a get, so he's back to only one wife, why does it help you? Maybe that wife will die on Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, Leitzricha, the first, the big line, Leitzricha de Megarish Lal Tanai. He gives the second one a get, one a Tanai on condition. The Yom Aloy tells it like this, Hareze Gitcha, here's your get, of Albanas Shetamaisi. Only on a condition that you're going to die. On the side, you're going to die, then this get is a good get.
Fred the Gemara, Abba Vedilma Lemaisa. Maybe she won't die though, the second one. Fehevile Shnei Batim, and a Vaita will be married to two wives. So Rashi makes Akdom here to say, let's see Rashi inside. Amenashe Tumaisi. Rashi makes Akdom here, Biyoyim Yom Kippur, that I'm only giving you the get if you die Yom Kippur. And if she does die today, Nimtza get Lemafreya, then the get was chal at the beginning of the day. Then he only has one wife. Let's say she doesn't die, but the first wife dies, then it's very good. He's married to the second one. Shein get. The get is not chal because he only gave her a get amanah she dies. But amanah she stays alive, the kedushin was a good kedushin. So Rashi says, V'chol sug yezois, ain't tirutzim shabo, yecholim lamed. Every question now the Gemara is going to ask back and forth doesn't really make too much sense. Like every question really, you could say the teretz is not a good teretz. V'chiyesh lem tshuvos rabbis. There's a lot of questions on every teretz the Gemara is going to say now. V'yein uvelu kim lamden oisanu. Like the Gemara is only giving us a derech, like how to ask questions back and forth. If you want to say this way, this is going to be shver. If you want to say this, this is going to be shver. Until we come to the maskon of the last teretz, don't be worried. Like every question is back and forth. You're a good question, not a good question. Till we come to the maskon of what the real teretz is. But so far we want to say he gave his second wife a get before Yom Kippur on a Tanai that if you die, then the get's a good get. So for the Gemara, what kind of answer is that? Maybe the second one won't die. The heavy batim, then she'll be married to two wives, and that's no good. Have the Gemara Elo Diomolo. Eli tells his wife like this. He gives the second one a get. Al Manash Loitimaisi. On the tzad that you do not die. If you do not die, then the get's a good get. Fred Gemara, Eloi Maisa, if she doesn't die, Migrishallah. So the Gemara explains like now. Explains like this. Eloi Maisa, the second one doesn't die, Migrishallah. Then the get is chal, he's not married to the second one. The Maisa, and let's say the second one does die, Hakai Mahach, he has his first wife. So that's a good Eitza. He'll still have his first wife. Fred Gemara, what kind of Eitza is this though? Vidilma Eloi Maisa, maybe the second one will not die. The Hevele Gita, the high Gita, and then the second one's get is a good get. Like he gave her a get, Amanashi will not die. Now maybe the second one will live through Yom Kippur. So then the get is a good get, he's not married at all to the second one. Uvaita, umaisa, chaverta. And why aren't we afraid that maybe the first one will die? Because maybe the first one will die and not the second one. And then, v'kom lebelei bayis, then the Kohen Gadol has no wife at all. On its side, the first one dies, and the second one doesn't die, so the Tanai of the get was, Amanas, you don't die, the get's a good get. So on the side, the second one doesn't die, he doesn't have a wife, the get was a good get. And maybe the first one dies, Vaisis without a wife. So the one that's not an Eitzah. We're still afraid maybe the Kohen Gadol will be without a wife on Yom Kippur, and the Avoider will be possible. Elo the Teretz is like this. Elo the Omolo, he tells his wife, his second wife, Almanas Shetomus Achas Meken. He slapped off the second one. He gives by his both his wives to get. And he says, I want to get to Bichal, either one of you, whoever dies, to get this chal. He says, Almanas Shetomus Achas Meken. If one of you two die, then to get this chal. Now, Miso Hokai Mahach. If one dies, he's still married to the other one. Mesahach, on the side the first one dies, Hokai Mahach, he's left with the second one. So a Manashach will have one wife. But the Gemara still, this is no good. Maybe neither of them will die. As he only gave them a get, Amanas, one of them die. But if neither of them die, then there's no get in here. And then he's married to two wives. So this is also not a good Eitza. Like again, how can you marry both of them and give them both a get on a Tanai that if one of you die, the get is chal. Mashmeh, if neither of them die, the get is not chal. Then he's married to two wives. So let's be afraid, maybe during Yom Kippur, neither of them will die, and Lamais will have Shnei Batim, and that's no good. The Pasuk says, V'chipa bado yivad beisoi, v'loi bat Shnei Batim. You can't have two wives on Yom Kippur. V'yoyed another kasher is, V'chi ha'gavna mihevi gita. In such a case like this, if you give your wife a get, almanas that she dies, mash makol zaman she's alive, the get is not chal. For the Gemara, is that a get at all? Mihevi gita, in such a case, is that called a good get? V'yoma rova, rova said like this, if somebody gives his wife a get and says, "Harei ze gitcho al menashe lo tishte yain, I'm giving you a get, but on the condition that you do not drink wine the rest of your life. Kol yemei chayei, the rest of your life, v'chayeichi, or else call zaman am alive. The locker is ein zekrisis. That's not called a good get. There's no krisis here. Why? A get has to mean you give your wife a get, you're finished with her. You have nothing to do with her, no more strings attached. But here that you have strings attached the rest of your life, that calls the man you're alive, that calls the man she's alive, she's not allowed to drink wine, so without this in condition here, the rest of her life, that's not called a get. A get has to mean you're karas, you're finished with her. And if you make such a tanai, that the rest of her life, I'm only giving you a get, I'm manas, you don't drink wine the rest of your life. But if she drinks wine once the rest of her life, the get is not a good get, b'chlal, that's not called a good get. Mashenke, and kol yemei chayei pleini. If you don't make the tanai totally, I'll give you a get, I'm manas, you don't drink wine the rest of your life. But rather you say, I'm manas, you don't drink wine, calls the man this Reuven, calls the man somebody else's life. Now it's calls the man Reuven is alive. Then we say a razor crisis. That's called a good get. Why? Because it's possible this Reuven will die next year, and after that there's no more strings attached. So it's possible you're giving your wife a get, that there will come a time when there'll be no strings attached, no more tanoim, that's called the good get. But if you make a tanai with the Isha, that calls them on her life, or calls them on your life, so that tanai will be calls them on your life, that's not called krisis. Mashenkin, if it's just almanas, al chayi pleini, somebody else's life, then we say, when that person dies, there's no more tanoim, that's called the good get. But I come from here, you can't give her a get to say, I'll manas that one of you die, smash was told in your lifetime, because that's not called krisis. Elos the Gemara says, the omelo, you have to tell your wife like this, hareze gitcho, al manas shaloi tomos chavrosecha. You give your second one, you marry the second wife before Yom Kippur, and you give her a get before Yom Kippur, and say, the get is only chal al manas shaloi tomos chavrosecha. Only al manas if my first wife doesn't die. Then I want to get to Bichal. So Manashach, Eloi Misa, if she doesn't die, Eloi Misa Chaverto Migrisho. If his first wife does not die, then the second one is get Ischal. He gave his second wife a get Amanas that the first one does not die. So if the first one did not die during Yom Kippur, so then the second wife's get was already chal from before Yom Kippur. Because he gave her the get before Yom Kippur on a tonight that the first one doesn't die. So that's a good answer. That now, if the first one's alive, then the second one's get is chal, he's not married to the second one. The ma'isaho, what are we afraid? Maybe the first wife will die, and he won't have a wife? No. Ha'kaimaho, then he has the second wife. Because he got married to a second wife. And the condition was, I'm giving you a get only almanas, the first one does not die. But on the side, the first one does die, the get's not called a good get. So then I'm married to the second one. This is a good eitzah. But Monashach will only have one wife. If the first one stays alive, then the get is chal for the second one. If the first one dies, then the second get is not chal, he's married to the second one. So Amonashach, throughout Yom Kippur, he's only going to have one wife. So the Gemara, there's still something shver. V'dilma maisa chaverta bepalga de'avoida. Maybe his first wife will die in the middle of Yom Kippur. Well, he already did some avoida sayim, now his wife first dies. In other words, he did some avoidance in the day, and 12 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when his first wife dies. The igloi milsa is going to come out now, lamafreya, the gita the ho.